Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Owen Schreyer?
Well, it's a shame the mayor can't be here for this. But good afternoon, Austin City Council. I want to address some confusion there seems to be from this city council, our local government, which has led to a grave injustice, which is the firing of Spencer Kronk, the city manager. Now, we all remember what happened really the last three winters when there were severe winter storms and ice and power outages. Recently, people were without power for 3 days, some people as long as a week. And we were looking for somebody to blame. And this city council blamed Spencer Kronk. But I'm a little confused why Spencer Kronk was fired instead of celebrated. Because I thought, as you addressed the last time you met on the 7th, I thought stopping climate change was something this city council took seriously. Now, the last I checked, and I've got the numbers right in front of me from ERCOT, the two leading sources of energy in Texas are natural gas and coal. And it's actually not even close. Without natural gas and coal, there will be no power for anybody. And that brings me to the ultimate point. This city council is comprised of Democrats, including the mayor. We have one Republican on this city council. Now, your leader, Joe Biden, has made it very clear he's targeting coal and natural gas. More than 20 states sue Biden for canceling Keystone XL pipeline. Biden did that as soon as he got into office. They're now stopping new oil projects like the Willow Project in Alaska. Biden vows to shut down coal plants all across America. So you understand, gas and coal, the two leading energy sources in Texas, in Austin, and the Democrats want to shut them down. A quarter of U.S. coal fire power plants will retire by the end of 2029. Now, if the mayor was here, I would remind him he just met with Joe Biden, who is the one calling for these energies to be shut down. So, what will it look like for the city of Austin, Texas, if we shut down coal and natural gas? Well, I'll tell you what it will look like. It will look like exactly how it looked like during the winter storm for the last 3 years. How's that man-made global warming going? We now have ice storms every year here in Austin. So I don't understand why Spencer Kronk was fired. If anything, he should be celebrated. Think about what those 3, 4, 5 days without power saved us. The days for the future generations of Americans that we have preserved for shutting off the power. 3 days without power. Let's try 3 weeks. How about 3 months? Maybe 3 years. How about 3 generations? How committed is this city council really to fighting man-made climate change? And have we really weighed the costs?
Thank you, Speaker. Your have we really has weighed expired. The costs?
Spencer Kronk should be returned to his office.
Next speaker is Yvonne Weldon.
Thank you. Clerk, can you call our next speaker? Thank you.
Guys, it appears that Mayor Kurt Watson has taken a page out of Mayor Adler's book, and he leaves the chambers when Owen Schreyer is set to speak. He just leaves the chambers. He just scurries away. I haven't even met Mayor Watson yet. I was looking forward to meeting him today. I had a good relationship with Steve Adler. And for him to run away like that, like a coward, Kirk, your first impression with me is that you're a coward, and I'm sorry to see that. I think this is a serious issue. After all, Kirk Watson went to the White House to talk about climate change. The last time this city council met, I've got the agenda right here in front of me, it was about climate change. So they want to shut off our power. So why are they complaining when we're without power for 3 days, when they want to shut it off permanently? There's no sources for alternative energy. I'll show you the numbers. I have them right in front of me.
And so it's amazing how they don't even really seem to understand the cost of their own policies. Here's Texas energy sources. Natural gas and coal. See that? This is the vast majority of our energy here in Texas. Democrats have made it clear. They want to shut down coal.
See the full report at InfoWars.com. It's excellent. Owen Schroyer calls out the Democrat climate.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great fizzy magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, to introduce our next guest and what really happened on January 6th and how it can untie the entire deep state, I want to play a report dealing with Tucker Carlson as he blasts the repetitive January 6th mind control. And as I told you yesterday, it's now broke that the FBI accidentally leaked a bunch of documents, how they destroyed evidence to cover up what really happened on January 6th. It ties into confidential informants, provocateurs, and more. Here is the report, and we'll go to our guest.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the U.S. Capitol building. If you've joined us today for the insurrection, please make sure you pick up a promotional leaflet on the way in. Stay inside the safety cordons at all times.
Tucker Carlson opened a wormhole in the Congressional Country Club's space-time January 6th continuum, presenting unseen video footage revealing that the complete story had not only not been told, but it had also been doctored by the January 6th committee to satiate the Trump derangement syndrome mental illness rampant in Washington, D.C.
Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol.
The controllers and their media minions went on the offensive, doubling down on the big lie, using the old tired strategy that had secured their positions, lies baked into an unyielding barrage of mind control repetition.
The power of repetition is such that, you know, people like Tucker Carlson, who know they're lying to the public, can convince tens of millions of people of those lies.
Tucker Carlson took a page from George Orwell's 1984 and told his viewers to reject the evidence of their eyes and ears.
It's just a lie. I think it's bull.
Fox executive Hannity Carlson shows are not credible sources of news.
100 officers were assaulted on that day. 5 officers died.
Who are these 5 officers who were, quote, killed that day? Notice he didn't tell you. No one ever tells you. No one ever shows you their autopsies. They don't want any detail. They just want the slogan. Now, they're counting Brian Sicknick. That's a lie. But who are the other 4? Well, those are 4 officers who killed themselves.
These are the facts they can't dispute.
Here is surveillance footage of Sicknick walking in the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by the mob outside. By all appearances, Sicknick is healthy and vigorous. He's wearing a helmet, so it's hard to imagine he was killed by a head injury. We do know from contemporaneous videotape that a mysterious figure called Ray Epps encouraged the crowd to go into the Capitol. For some reason, Epps has never been indicted for that. But there's no question he did it.
We need to go into the Capitol! Do not go
I was trying to tell you.
You're not recording me.
I'll delete that. How in a free country guided by the Constitution were these people allowed to withhold evidence from Jacob Chansley's lawyer? How could that happen? Had you seen that clearly exculpatory tape of your client at trial?
No.
Where is your backup? This is our damn Capitol building, and y'all are letting it get destroyed on your watch!
Anybody who watched that video with their own eyes in a real way would disagree with what was just stated. The president has been very clear. January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The Weather Underground setting off a bomb in the Capitol in 1971 and the Armed Resistance Unit doing the same in the Senate in 1983 were the last major attacks on the U.S. Capitol. But there can be no mention of those attacks because it would surely open old wounds surrounding Obama's relationship with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and Bill Clinton's pardoning of 16 members of the FALN who blew up innocent Americans at Francis Tavern, where George Washington said farewell to his officers in 1783.
Question number one, why did President Obama release the bomber? His name was Oscar Lopez. Why did he do it?
Because he agreed with them. Lopez was the leader of the FALN who bombed Francis Tavern. They took responsibility for it. He's a Chicago guy. His brother Jose is a community organizer in Chicago. And he had sympathy, in my view, Obama had sympathy for these terrorists.
There were going to be bombshells throughout the week, but it appears Tucker was finally roped in by Rupert Murdoch's lawyers. However, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has now vowed to release the January 6th security footage to the general public. It belongs to the public, after all. John Bound reporting.
All right, we're going to go a little bit in the next hour, but Jay Dyer will take over in the last 45 minutes. We've got our guests in for roughly a little over an hour. Part two, Ivan Raiklin, and of course, the great researcher that's compiled the largest group through the different law firms have gotten pieces of what's been hidden from the public and from some of the human intelligence footage. That's Gary McBride from M5NewsGate.com. Now, we've got a bunch of clips here today. We won't have time to air them all. Some are 17 minutes long, but we have Ray Epps has been caught in the second breach. That's not out there yet. We have part one also dealing with the lies we're being told. We have evidence also that sheds lights on the prosecutors and all the corruption going on in the show trials. We have police brutality boil downs, and we have a lot more here. There is a lot to get here, and a lot of this stuff's not been seen. It's not gotten any popular attention. So Ivan Raiklin, I want to go to Gary McBride coming up next segment, but just big picture, everything coming out in the hearings yesterday while you were live on air with me, total proof of intelligence agencies, private corporations, all illegally doing this. They're making about the First Amendment. That's important, but that's a side issue. Government working with corporations in secret to surveil and censor people, that's serious tyranny, serious organized crime. That violates so many laws. You're a lawyer and have out and out been an analyst with the Defense Intelligence Agency. What is your view on that? Because to me, it seems bigger, the collusion and the organized activity to suppress people. It's bigger than First Amendment.
No, absolutely, Alex. So I'm out here outside of the D.C. gulag. You can see right behind me. And basically what's going on here, it's the Chinese Communist Party model taking over our current federal, the lawless executive branch. And it's across all institutions, essentially. I mean, we can showcase just four of them over the last couple of days that have been exposed by these committees. The DOD, the DOJ, the DHS, the CDC. I mean, they weaponize. I like that we have this weaponization committee and some of these other subcommittees as part of judiciary. Earlier today, you had Tom Massie going after the administrative state. It is a completely lawless executive branch that we need to get control over. And hopefully we're going to get to it as we get the truth out.
How panicked do you think the deep state is? Because I can look at their body language and their actions, and we have internal memos coming out that I'm not at liberty to get to yet. The highest levels.
They're making mistakes in the courtroom. They're basically they're saying that they need to stop the trials against the Proud Boys because, oh, they accidentally released information that they had confidential human sources and FBI agents on the Capitol grounds. Now, whether they were in their official capacity or their private capacity, that's yet to be seen, but based on the releases yesterday, it looks like not only in their private capacity off-duty, there were some folks there, but also that they were there officially to include the hypothesis that Maybe they were there to support Nancy Pelosi's operation, essentially a covert action on the Capitol grounds that was headed up by the two tactical commanders, which is outside commander, which was Ray Epps for the outer breach, inner breach team leader Ray Epps. And then you had operational commanders, which was her family members, daughter and son-in-law. And at the strategic level, you had.
By the way, let's go there next. I don't mean to interrupt. We go into the next hour, too. But it turned out I had a legal meeting I had to go to. So that's why we're not doing the 2 hours with you guys. I wish we were. Maybe we can have you back on Sunday or something. We'll do like 4 hours. Because I got this intel 2 days ago, and I was given more access than has been in the federal filing. I'll leave it at that. What you said is indeed what's in it. It's the feds running January 6th. And by the grace of God, they leaked all this to the defense lawyers. Now they've canceled court. You're a lawyer. You can speak to it. Obviously, the folks that have this info are very scared right now. This is very dangerous. People we're dealing with. This is how you get Arkansas-ed having this info. But we hit the barbed wire. We put it out. And now it's all over the news, exactly as I told you. Stay with us. We'll be right back as we unravel the coup against our American Republic. Jan 6.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are working in and around the Capitol, round the clock with Congress. So they're officing out of the cars. They have privacy right now and better reception. Doesn't work too well inside the Capitol with those big marble walls. They are with us right now. It works great. I mean, you're part of the Capitol and have access to their Wi-Fi, but they don't. So they're out in their cars right now. They're in the sleeting rain. We appreciate them being on with us. But there's a lot to cover here, and I want to try to go through these clips with them and just cover the waterfront here. But this is the deep state certificate coup in America. We know it's provocateur. We know what happened. And already from people in the trial that I'm not at liberty to get into all of it yet because the judge has been blocking it, but it's going to be coming out very soon, know about CIA sex operatives, CIA operatives controlling him, trying to set him up with documents to attack the Capitol that Enrique Tarrio and others said, no, that's a terrible idea. They said it in front of informants. Those informants have testified to the FBI that, but the FBI has excised out that evidence and then cherry-picks things that are then presented to the jury out of context without the informant even being shown. And now, as I told you when this broke Wednesday night, and then yesterday we were talking about it, they're going to declare national security on it. And they did declare the judge yesterday national security, saying that's all classified, you can't look at it, and told the lawyers I've talked to that are the Proud Boy lawyers, you're not allowed to read it. Well, a little too late. They have read it, and they're saying they're not going to give it up. Norm Pattis said that in court. So it's extremely damning, destroying evidence, covering up the informants inside. The system is in full panic mode. But it just shows how on every front, whistleblowers are coming out. I think the FBI probably leaked this to our people on purpose. There's a lot of people in there. Everything is being exposed. We're in a escalation, a cascade right now, where, you know, you hit an ammo depot is the analogy with a small mortar round, but it blows up a giant ammo depot and, you know, takes out, you know, 100 enemy troops. What we're seeing in slow motion is right now the ammo depot blowing up. Ivan, you're a former combat veteran, Green Beret. Is that a good analogy of where we're at?
No, it's an absolutely fantastic analogy. I mean, it's the domino effect, right? Chain reaction, if you will. And like you said, slow motion. I can't say it better.
So what's the? Well, then I'm going to shut up. Give you guys the floor. You can go to any of these clips you want, except some of the 20-minute and 17-minute ones. Describe the clips. Go through whatever you want. If you want to tackle more of this, of these documents that are in mainstream news now, Proud Boy January 6th edition trial halted after leaked chat logs show FBI agent said her boss ordered her to destroy evidence, cover up informants, spill of national security classified information. What's that in a criminal trial? This is all hitting mainstream news. Any further comments on this?
No, all I'll say, Alex, is Gary McBride has been sitting on a lot of information. I want to actually see some of his stuff because he only showed me a little bit when I spent 13 hours with him. And I want to kind of sit along with you as we both watch it.
Okay, Gary, we'll start getting to it next segment. And we'll do two more into the next hour, so plenty of time. Set the table here in the 6 minutes we have left to break about what we're about to see and where we're about to go.
Okay, so the eps we need to hit on a little bit more, especially when it comes to breach number two. You know, like you said earlier, it just hasn't got the views that it needs to for people to see. And I want to thank you for letting us come back on and talking more about this, because that eps video is going to show you where he's involved with breach number two. And then it's going to show the red smoke pop and how we have four people in front of him, four people behind him. Like I said, how they get him the hell out of there. That's how I put it.
And just like with the sign ramming in the first breach, it's all mechanized. It's all military training.
Yeah, Ivan, Ivan's good about recognizing that. And I mean, when I saw it, it's just, you can just see the coordination of it, you know, and Epps even says he got separated from, what was it? See that picture you're showing right there? This is where it's going. Look at that guy. He's covered in blood. If you rewind and see it before what happened to him, he gets the back of his head pummeled with a bag. Just watch when he comes in. You'll have to go back further, but not much further. But there's a cop on each side of him holding his arms. He has his hands up. That's Fanone, Officer Fanone, spraying peaceful protesters. Look how far back they are. Fanone is the one that lit the match that started the fire, not Guy Rethick. I will make that clear.
Well, before we jump into this, then, tell us what each clip is and premise it, and we'll go into it.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, brief number two, there's some what I've added right here. He's getting beat up right there. And then Officer Bogner, without the helmet, stops him, and he goes back out to the tunnel to continue whatever he was doing. But that guy's covered in blood. Look at his hands. Look at his face. Watch him get hit right here in the back of the head. It's coming. Look at his hands. Look at his face. Just keep watching. You're going to see him right here. Right on the back of his head. Look at his hair lift up. With a freaking baton. This is, at the beginning of your show, I wrote this down. To reject the evidence we see and hear. They've been showing us their evidence of what we see and hear and not showing the truth like you see and hear right here.
And let's be clear, most of this footage has never been seen. You've gotten this from defense lawyers.
Yeah, I've got it from, I've got a source that it came from. I'll put it that way, Alex. But it doesn't matter how I got it. I got it, and people need to see it.
Okay, and so give us a preview, and I'm going to come back and give you the floor so we can go through all these. What are the clips we're about to see? We're going to start with the breach to what else we're going to be covering.
And then I want to discuss Fanone. Michael Fanone, in front of the J6 committee, in front of the world, lied. Everything that he said is a complete lie. Now, I don't put anything out unless I show myself proof first. And I have to be that picture right there. That's not Fanone. That is not Fanone. That is Officer B.A. Miller. And here's the interesting thing about that. Officer B.A. Miller is nowhere in the system. He has body camera on, and there's no body camera footage of his, off of him. There's nothing. It's like he doesn't even exist. And they have the people believing that's Fanone. That's not Fanone right there in that video you're showing. That's Officer B.A. Miller. Now, what's important here is when he stands up, the protesters surround him, protect him, and they get him out of there. But here's the thing, Alex. To the right of the tunnel, there is a door surrounded by this violent mob, these protesters, and there's three guys that point towards that door. When they get B.A. Miller to that door, it opens up. There's a gentleman in a suit and a riot cop. That's where they deliver B.A. Miller to. They open the door. If they were there to kill people that day, like they said, how bad they make everybody sound, they had an opportunity to take over that door right there. They did. There's hundreds of people around that door. They did not take that door. They delivered the police officer. They shut the door. And you never hear about B.A.
But remember, we got a lot of new listeners, a lot of people on TV right now, and you do. And now you're immersed in this. You're an expert. You're the guy that's compiled the most video of anybody outside Tucker Carlson. Now McCarthy says in the next few weeks, and I was told this weeks ago, I said it on air, but he's going to release it all. Yeah. I was told that by Tucker's producers. It would soon be out to everybody. People are criticizing Tucker getting the first looks at it. So when we come back, I want you to just start with the second breach and then just go through each video on why it matters, countering the official narrative. And, Gary, we're going to premiere this here today. You're premiering a lot of information that's so important to the future of this republic at m5newsgate.com. And, Ivan Ranklin, you pop in anytime you want. Before we go to break, I want to remind listeners, I almost didn't even get on air on time today because I was meeting with the accountants and looking at the projections. And I keep telling you, oh, we're finally back in the black. We are sinking back into the red. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. It's just God keeping me hard working here. But we need money to fund our operation. Nobody's fighting this hard. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You see the donate button. Make a one-time donation or buy a product or sign up for AutoShip. Get 10% off. Just please check out the products. We need funding to keep fighting. I want to thank those of you that have supported us. Our new turmeric toothpaste is amazing. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Say that respectfully, because I'm so close to the fight, so close to the problem. I'm like you. We just get used to the evil. You got to always dial back and go, whoa, this is a big deal. Like what Redfield did in the last 2 days, going to state's evidence, it was all a Pentagon operation, man-made bioweapon. They're all covering it up. Earth-shattering, getting some attention, not enough. I just got chills. All the other stuff, just it's earth-shattering, huge bombshell. We got to recognize that God is literally delivering us the tools to bring down our enemies peacefully right now. Now, that said, without getting into inside baseball, Tucker Carlson has the stuff that our guest has and that nobody else has. Tucker went and got it from Congress. Our guest got 7,000 to 10,000 hours from lawyers, sources, whistleblowers, a lot of it government footage. You saw police footage of them beating unarmed, peaceful people begging for help inside their little dungeon. So in many ways, and I'm not trying to top Carlson, I just want to beat these people. What you're seeing here is more bombshell than what Tucker showed Monday, and then you notice everything stopped. And that's because we know the screws were put to him. He's pledged it's going to come out at some point. Now McCarthy said, screw it, we're releasing it to everybody. Let's see him try to cover it up now. And who knows what we'll get, you know, in the rest of that footage that nobody's seen but Tucker and our guests, who from sources and law firms and other areas got footage from inside the government. And I'm telling you, I'm watching this stuff during the break since we got it a while ago. And we should probably just do 3 hours Sunday on this because there's no way in the time we have to cover it properly. But I'm going to try to shut up now. Gary McBride, the researcher that was, you know, in the last couple of years working on this at m5newsgate.com. And let's start with the breach number two, and then let's go through these different clips. We'll have to describe what part two is. It's too long, 17 minutes, but I think we get to all the other clips. So just describe them and then nail them, and let's get to them. So you're in charge. Go ahead.
Okay. No, and if you have any questions, or like you said, you're watching it, you want to jump to it, let's just jump to it, and I'll do better about putting timestamps on it now. So I'm new at doing this, so I just learned something. So I'll do that to make it easier on your people. So yeah, breach number two. The reason it's so important is that there is a breach number two that I uncovered, and it shows him when he gets to the fencing there by the media tower. He's pointing down at the fencing, and he's talking to some guys there. And what Epps does, as he always does, is he'll instruct, he'll guide, he'll whatever. Then he backs up, and he's going to look over to his left, and he's going to do the same thing. He's talking to somebody or whatever. But then they go through exactly where he points at, and they go through that fencing. And that circle up there, that's Epps right there. So they'll go through exactly where he points at. And during the Proud Boys trial, the prosecution showed this footage, not my footage. They showed this this footage that doesn't have any circles on it like mine. But they put a glitch over it, blocking what he's doing, what Epps is doing. The reason is because they're trying to blame the Proud Boys of doing this, breaking this fence and going through, which is a total lie. And I sat in the courtroom. I'm outside the courtroom right now. Nicole Reffitt, she's my partner in crime, if you want to say. She's got the knowledge of everything more than anyone that's happening in the courtroom. That's where she's at. Soon as we're done here, I'm going in. And when I saw that footage, and I told Kara Castronova, that's manipulated. And I showed her what I have that's not manipulated. And so they're doing this in the courtrooms. But where they're making a mistake at is when I go sit in there, I'm going to catch it. And they're not going to get away with it because I've watched too much to have anything put past me. And when he goes through, you'll see him going through right there. That's exactly where he pointed at. And he'll come through right after that. And I've got it circled. But the next thing, if you can get him to that's important to go to, if you can go to where the red smoke pops, and it'll be from, yeah, there you go. It'll be from that era of top of the Capitol. When that red smoke pops, he claims he was there with his nephew, maybe, and they got separated. And it's kind of hard to believe that he was by himself when he clearly has four in front of him, four behind him. And they get, there we go. Here's the red smoke. So as soon as that's over with, I'll mark it on here so people see, which was 30 seconds later, and here it is right here, Ray Epps leaving. And
you're just going to pay attention. That's the mission accomplished point where they now evacuate.
Yes. Yes. That job's done. And if you notice everybody on the terrace there that are going, all the protesters are already working their way up towards the tunnel. Look at all those people. They got as much people. It's there. We've got advanced to the next level. Now let's move on to the next stage, basically, the way I see it, which was the tunnel. But you're going to see it when he starts walking out. I'll mark it so you can see the four in front of him and the four behind him. And what's interesting, Alex, that I learned while doing this, when you fast forward this footage, you see the movement of so many people. It almost leaves like a human trail. I explained it like an ant farm when you were a kid, if you had an ant farm and had the trails. That's kind of how I picture it when I fast forward it. You can see a lot of movement through the crowd, like a human trail left behind. So when Epps leaves, he's got four in front, like I said, four behind him, and they go behind the media tower, go along the wall, and they're out of there. And people have to see this because they're not going to see it anywhere else. You know what I mean? And you're talking about juggling balls yesterday, and I'm going to say this. Hope you don't get upset, but at least you have the balls to bring us on to talk about this because I contacted Tucker last year with what I have. And he didn't accept it. He's known about what I've had this long. And what pisses me off is these guys are still sitting in jail since then. And when I wake up, they're still sitting in jail. And it's time to get this out so that people see the truth. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to present the truth, and I won't put nothing out unless I show myself proof first, because I'm not going to be that, I'm not going to be biased about anything. Like I said, if it's good or bad, I'm going to show it. It needs to be shown. But they've already shown what they want us to see and hear, and now it's time to see and hear the truth.
Now let's go before we go to break to clip four, yep. This police brutality. Tell us what we're seeing in clip four.
Jump in here about the smoke. I want to give a little bit of perspective on that.
Okay, yeah, so let's talk about the second breach. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, I've been articulating the first breach we saw. It occurred over there with Ryan Sansville by Ray Epps whispering in his ear. And then you can see he kind of stops and waits for everybody else to breach. Once everybody else breaches, then he goes into that next wave and starts to set up the stage in that secondary area for the second breach. The red smoke is essentially, I argue that it's probably the almost certainly the signal to John Sullivan and the Antifa Black Bloc team to tell them, yep, you are now taking over the outer breach team, and now you continue on with the inner breach, meaning as soon as there's enough people staged right outside of the walls of the Capitol, you then go ahead and initiate.
That's right. Once they breach in and get some of the crowd to go in, that's now the cover for the Antifa team.
Absolutely. That was a smoke signal that everybody could see that, you know, outer breach mission complete, inner breach, you are now transitioning and taking over the operation.
And for those that don't know, going back thousands of years, but particularly in Vietnam, World War II, explain how even the modern military smoke is used, so no matter what, the signals are identified. Ivan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the easiest analog. I mean, rain, shine, it doesn't matter the weather. That is the best signal that you can provide in a tactical environment like that, especially with, you know, there's a lot of unknowns that could happen. So, I mean, that's the tried and true method to hand over and transition to another team to take over.
And before that, they had pennants and flags. That way, no matter what, everybody can see it. It's totally clear. The enemy hasn't captured it. You know what's going on. Generally in the military, what does a red signal mean? Or I guess they can change them around, but what does red usually signify?
Now, it really depends on the mission commander on which one they want to choose. They're really... It's fluid, right? It's ad hoc. It's what you.
Well, I think they knew there could have already been white smoke because of tear gas. So red's one that they knew that probably nobody else would have.
Right. Obviously, it's different than the white smoke that was that was out there. So definitely distinct from the other potential smoke that could be out there. And so that's probably why they chose the red.
So they planned this out to great detail.
They had to have. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at this, and that coupled with that flare, the flare that we talked about yesterday, those are obviously signals to someone.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show. Trump demands January 6th committee is tried for treason over Tucker Carlson videos. Trump claims January 6th committee works, has been totally discredited. It has. Says the footage here of Tucker Carlson shows they should be jailed. Unbelievable. And we're showing footage that's not been seen unedited before here with Gary McBride, an investigator who's got it from government sources and more. Let's skip to the police brutality and then back to the official police story not being true when we start the next hour. You talked about this when you first came home, and I want to describe it because we're on hundreds of radio stations for people. So on the first of part two, before we get to Fanon, you show a man with his hands up, already bloody, being brought in, being beaten in the head with a billy club, just to illustrate what we're dealing with. And then we'll play clip four and five and others showing more police brutality. Remember, five citizens were shot and beaten to death and thrown off parapets that day. We're told five officers died that day when it's not true. Gary McBride.
Yeah, it's not true. This is excessive use of force, just like on Roseanne Boylan. It's excessive use of force. I uncovered Roseanne Boylan and Lila Morris, the officer with the MPDC that beat Roseanne while she laid on the ground. And I filed a complaint against her with the MPDC, and they did an investigation. I've got a 20-something page email thread of that to prove it. And they came back to me and said what Lila Morris did to Roseanne Boylan was objectively reasonable, which is it's BS. I mean, you do not beat an unconscious woman while she's on the ground. She is no threat. This guy's no threat. His back is turned. He's got a cop on each side holding his arms, and his hands are up, and the cop behind him is beating the crap out of him. This cop pushes him off, and as soon as that cop right there on the motorcycle cop pushes him off, his nameplate is no longer on him. His nameplate was on before him. I still can't get his name. So when I'm around here and I see a cop of his size, I start running as fast as I can to try to see if it's him. I mean, he needs to be investigated. And if the J6 committee would have done their job, people like myself and others wouldn't have to do it. But I'm glad that they slipped up. I'm glad that they went after one man, because people like us, you, Alex, we the people, we're going to do this, because they're not. They're fearful right now for what we're uncovering and what we're seeing. That's why they're scrambling right now, trying to figure out how to do damage control. But it's too late. There's no way they can do damage control now. My eyes, they're done. And I'm not going to stop until they're done. And every J6er's out of jail and they get the correct. They're being sentenced off of claims that are narratives that are built up that do not show anything else other than what they want you to see or hear. But then when we come out with it, then they start this BS like they always do, turning it, making it sound like we're lying with what we're going to show you and what you're going to hear. I'm not going to plant the seed in people's heads as far as what you're going to see or hear. Just watch it. And the footage, if McCarthy comes out with everything, these guys are going to have to sit in jail for months and months and months, because I know what it takes to go through it. Like this cop right here shooting pepper balls at a crowd that can't move. It's just like shooting fish in a tank. They can't move, and he's just shooting them with pepper balls over and over again. This guy right here, you know. It's ridiculous.
That's where a plastic bullet's gone through his cheek.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's Derek Varga right there that gets pushed off the wall. Derek Varga. And to me, that's attempted murder. I mean, grabbing. There's a bunch of cops. They're grabbing, pulling him over, arresting, do whatever you got to do. Don't push him.
Well, the point is they had half the police go do crowd control. They knew a bunch of people were coming to speak at the stage the other side with Trump. They had provocateurs attack the cops. The cops were set up as well. They then attack back. The crowd gets mad. Ray Epson people breach through the first group, and then everybody goes in. Then there's a second breach. The cops are outnumbered. They get out of control. They kill five citizens, and then the media turns it all around that we killed five of them. So I see the police. I'm not lionizing. I'm not defending them, but they didn't know what was going on. Remember, for hours, they were calling back for directives and for backup, and no one was responding. For the first time ever, because they didn't want to be on the record.
Yeah, exactly.
So I see. I'm not defending them for killing Babbitt. It's terrible. The guys should go to jail. The bad cops are bad. But I'm saying the police and the citizens were played off against each other, both sides being set up, both sides victims.
I agree. 100%. There were good cops, bad cops, good protesters, bad protesters. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And that's what happened at it. And as we go further along, you know, like you give us more time, it's because I have so much to show and to talk about. You're going to see how it's planned and coordinated. And the reason why Capitol Police wasn't, they weren't full. They didn't have all their police there that day, because Pelosi, that's her police. That's her army, whatever you want to call them. And so there's more evidence to show that there wasn't a full force that day with the amount of people. Listening to Trump that day.
And we know Trump wanted 10,000 troops for crowd control, and it got refused from him.
Yes, sir.
Ivan, yeah, let's talk about that. Let's bring in Ivan Raiklin. Again, I know you're covering the trial of the Proud Boys. You've already sent us a bunch of clips. It's hard to get to all of them, but we need to take our time, get a big list, because there's so many of them here, and maybe even do a commercial-free show where we can walk through all this. But Ivan Raiklin, with your military background, defense intelligence, and more, looking at all of this, to me, this is a classic stand-down operation with provocateurs. I mean, it's been proven that they were there. The question was, now that we know they had a bunch of informants inside the Proud Boys and other groups, basically trying to lead them into this, but even the informants, according to the lawyers I've talked to in the documents, said no, that none of them ever wanted violence. They were there to be defensive. So if this information all comes out, they should have to free all these people.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me set the strategic frame once again, a little bit more detail, if I may, Alex. So when you look at the U.S. Code as it applies to the Capitol Police Board, there's really four people that are the ones that provide law enforcement decision making for the Capitol grounds. You have the U.S. Capitol Police Chief, non-voting member. You have these two sergeants at arms, House and Senate, and then you have the Capitol Architect. Well, guess what? The Capitol Architect was just fired. Because he wasn't even at the Capitol on January 6th. He was teleworking, right? So then that leaves you with two other individuals that are voting members, the House and Senate sergeants at arms. Well, guess what? The joint session occurred in the House side. So if he is House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving is in on it with Nancy Pelosi, they're the ones that get to decide on what the the security posture is going to be on the, in the, on the Capitol grounds, especially as it applies to the House. And then if Mitch McConnell's in on it as a Senate Majority Leader with his Senate Sergeant at Arms, then guess what? The entirety of the Capitol complex and then the extended jurisdiction fall within the U.S. Capitol Police responsibility. And I agree with you that the U.S. Capitol Police, basically, they were not on an all-hands-on-deck posture that day, even though the Chief of Capitol Police, Chief Sun, requested on six occasions from January 3rd in order to have additional support. So not only did they refuse, they being Mayor of D.C. and Nancy Pelosi, refuse any executive branch support from DOD, DHS, or DOJ in the form of law enforcement or National Guard, they, in addition to that, refused additional support by the Capitol Police's own. And then on top of that, I argue that they probably, they being Nancy Pelosi, Sergeant-at-Arms, and then other of their surrogates, were the ones that created the diversion at the DNC and RNC with the pipe bomb. I have a very high-level source that didn't want me to name who they are that can attest that what happened at the DNC, or excuse me, at the RNC with the pipe bomb, guess what? It was a total distraction diversion. And again, I don't want, I'll let them come out when they want to come out. But I've been investigating this at that like big picture level and then framing it within the legal jurisdictional frame of how Nancy Pelosi could have conducted this in order to explain away all these different anomalies of Ray Epps, John Sullivan, and some other folks that literally were pulled off of the FBI's most wanted list. And I argue is because the FBI probably reached out and said, hey, this person needs to be prosecuted. And then on the other side of the phone call, the Capitol Police Board says, no, we're not going to prosecute them, and we're not going to tell you why. Meanwhile, the reason being is because they participated and conducted essentially a coup, if you will, just like they were saying that it was the most violent thing ever to occur in our nation's democracy. It was, because Nancy Pelosi and her surrogates and her, I guess, progeny, if you will, yes, they participated in a coup on the constitutional order.
Well, I got to tell you,
we're starting to finally get to it.
Absolutely. They meant it to be much worse so they could trick more people to go in. They had the fake Q people saying overthrow, kill everybody, arrest everybody. That was the background noise. And if the crowd would have bought into that, this could have been 10 times worse. That's why their scripts were so dire. Pearl Harbor, you know, all the dead, everything. Because it was supposed to be much worse. It didn't happen. They still had a script to follow. They were all within hours the exact same script.
Yeah, absolutely. That narrative. I mean, bottom line is what? She essentially refused support, created the frame to divert half of the U.S. Capitol Police down to the DNC and RNC pipe bomb. Meanwhile, amidst all that, while they're getting kind of caught off guard, trying to protect the Capitol, she has her agent provocateurs amidst that entire ecosystem to get up to the Capitol. And then the U.S. Capitol Police are trying to defend the line. And then you have others within the U.S. Capitol Police and then the Metropolitan Police Department literally shooting those grenades that you see into the line so that everybody's choked and smoked.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.